we all have one thing in common that we all share, whether it be me, you, President Trump, Beyonce, or the CEO of Nike. We all have this one thing in common. Let's talk about it. Luckily, there is one thing that we all have in common. It doesn't matter your age, race, financial situation, black, white, Hispanic, illegal immigrant, doesn't matter. We all have the same amount of time every day. You have the same amount of time I have. It's how you use that time. I'm convinced of this. This is one of the single most important factors in success in business and life, in school, in relationships and family, is how do you use your time? I'm not talking about time management. I don't think you can manage time. I think that's the wrong phrasing. I think that's the wrong way to look at it. Like it's something that you can control and manipulate. Now you can control some part of time. You can't control time though. All you can control is how you respond to the time that you've been allotted. So you're not controlling time. Time is ticking on. When you get beat down, fall down, injured, or bad luck happens to you, time doesn't give a shit. It just keeps on rolling. No one cares. Time. And so we're all allotted this amount of time, and it's what we're going to do with that time. I see people, I have friends, family, and they'll post, it was an awesome weekend. And I got to catch up on, you know, Netflix. And they went fishing. I'm not against Netflix, I watch Netflix. I like to go fishing. But these are the same people who often will talk to me about financial troubles. Mortgage payments. They don't have enough in retirement. Like these are real problems. And as time winds on, because time doesn't care for your reasons. As time winds on and winds down, the reality of people's situation begins to crash in on them. See, most of us live in this facade of, well, I'm doing okay, or I'm middle class. There's a lot of broke middle class people, and the only reason they hang in on the middle class is they have a job. Meaning the moment the job's gone, the moment the income's removed, the reality of their situation becomes very, very clear. The fact is they're poor. And so we have an entire middle class of poor people. If you lost your job, if your business closed, and you have no money coming in, you're going to find out real quick what your real situation is. See, we live in an illusion. Especially when it comes to time, we have this illusion that we have plenty of time to get it done. You know, I'm only 28, I got time. No, you don't. It's what you make of the time. You don't have plenty of time when you waste time. An example of where I try to utilize time, and believe me, I'm speaking to myself as much as you. It's not a lecture to you, it's not a pick unto you. I'm just giving you ideas of how I view time as a guy who's become a blue collar, literally just working my way to where I'm at. And to be able to live a life financially independent, be able to live a life where I don't need a job. I don't need a business. I don't need any of that. And it's because of the way that I allocated my time, I caught on to this idea early. See, I understood and learned real quick. A job is an illusion. Careers are BS. They're to be used. The famous motivational speaker Jim Rohn has a CD out. I give it to all new distributors who come into business with me in network marketing. I share this CD with them, and it's entitled, I think it's How to Build Your Business, Your Network. But the content, what he's trying to explain in the CD is that wages are fine, wages are honorable. That's how you're going to pay your bills, right? Your job's going to pay your mortgage and your car, all that stuff. But it's profits that'll make you rich. It's profits that'll get you ahead in society, not wages. Meaning the answer is not in a better job. If you can get a better job, get a better job. But that's not the ultimate answer, because that job itself is an illusion. There is no state, they're not going to keep you for 20 or 30 years. Boom, car wreck, you're disabled. They let you go. Now your check is what, half the amount, if that? And the illusion that you had of being middle class is gone. It's an illusion. This is why net worth calculation is so important. You should know how much money you're worth. Now, most people play the ostrich in this. They don't want to talk about this. Put their head in the sand. Now, they got lots of reasons. People will fight to defend their position of where they're at. But you don't understand. I got sick. Okay. That's why we have health insurance. Well, it wasn't that good. Okay. Like, bad things happen. That is legit. I get that. Right? But if we allocate our time, if we spend our time in such a way to prepare for these bad things that will come to you, there will come a day when no one will give you a paycheck. So you have to answer that question now. What are you doing today to prepare for that day? Because it takes time. And the longer you wait to do this, the time begins to run out. And you get closer and closer, and pretty soon you don't have time to build wealth. Because building wealth takes time. Building a business takes time. Learning high income skills takes time. And the longer you push it out, the more desperate you're going to become, the worse decisions you're going to make. You're going to make bad decisions. Whenever people get up against the wall, they lose a job, all of a sudden they don't have an emergency fund, what do? They turn to credit cards and they compound the problem. Now, they may push it out a month, a two, a year, but ultimately they will pay the piper. They seem surprised. See, when you're 28, you feel invulnerable because it seems so far away. What could happen? I'm not going to have a heart attack. I'm not going to have a stroke. I'm not going to get in a wreck. My wife's not going to get sick. My spouse isn't going to die. These things don't happen. You feel invulnerable. But it's these things. It's these things that can happen to you that should help focus how it is you manage your time. I'm convinced you cannot make it in America on one income stream. I mean, you'll be among the living poverty, the living poor. Kind of like the show The Walking Dead. If you have one income stream, you are in the living poor. And any idea you have of middle class is an illusion. It's not real. It's not real. If you don't have $100,000 in your checking account, I don't know how you can spend your time watching Netflix and going fishing. I don't know how that works. And for some people, they can, but I don't think those people listen to a guy like me. They're not trying to start businesses. They're not trying to figure out ways to make more money. But you'll see them. Head in the sand. No health insurance. Simply Google it and solve their problem. Allocate 5 minutes and could fix their problem, but they don't allocate it. Instead, they get on Facebook or whatever it is they do. I'm not against Facebook. I get on Facebook. You know what I like to post on Facebook? My accomplishments. The things I'm doing. My friends are always posting all of their social activities, all the things they're doing. You know, we went fishing and we did this and we did that. I always post a house I just bought and remodeled. Like, I post and project my wealth that I'm trying to build. And you know what the reaction you get? People stop liking you. If you get up every day, rise and grind to grow wealthy and to build something bigger than just being average, if you do this day after day, you will lose your friends. They're uncomfortable being around you. They're convicted. Start exercising consistently. And then start posting your results. Post about your diet. Watch what happens. Watch what happens with all your fat, out of shape friends. Start taking shots at you. Getting a little carried away with this, aren't you? You'll start to hear. Your mom will begin making comments. Start posting that on there. Go on there and post, I will be a millionaire in the next 7 years, and watch what happens. Watch the laughs and the scoffs and the people taking shots at you. I put that on a postcard, a marketing piece of material that I mail. I've been mailing it for many years now. And you wouldn't believe the shots and the comments and the critiques that I get from that. That quote, I'm bragging. As if stating the truth is bragging. Not bragging. Kid Rock says, if you can back it up, it ain't bragging. Have you ever heard that song? From his album, American Badass. See, the reason people are convicted by such things, because I follow guys who are like super rich. They have jets and all this stuff. And they post the pictures. And I don't think it's bragging at all. I find it inspiring. See, if the idea of a blue-collar millionaire, a guy working from his home, taking a pencil and writing a postcard, creating a thing, connected to an 800 number, writing some books, following up, teaching, and then teaching people how to do what he did, if you don't find that inspiring, but somehow it rubs against you, you have mental problems. If other people's success doesn't inspire you, you have mental problems. You have issues with you. You have things that you need to work out. If you find yourself attacking celebrities or people with their showing off their new cars and this and that, if you find these people offensive, it's because you realize you're not actually doing anything. There's no one mad at you. No one gets mad at poor people. You want to really start something? I was recently, there's this Instagram account where they attack influencers who take pictures in nature. And I find it funny, these people, a lot of them are in California. And this idea is some of these areas you're not supposed to go in. Like in Texas, seasonal, we'll have the blue bonnets. And by law, you're not supposed to step in them. But people do this all over. And they put their baby in the middle of the blue bonnets and they take pictures. And then you have the nature worshipers who, don't step on the flowers. As if the flowers aren't there for us. And they begin attacking these influencers. People, you know, famous people like Miley Cyrus, she took a picture up on a Joshua tree. And they're like, these trees are 5,000 years old. You shouldn't be. And they attack these people. And it's like always successful people. They attack them to bring, quote, awareness to their cause. And so I communicated with the guy and I said, so you're trying to defend nature. You realize nature hates you. Every day, thousands of human beings are killed by Mother Earth from earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, blah, blah, right? Nature does not care about you at all, but they worship nature. And I'm not saying you hurt nature, but I'm not just worshiping something that goes around killing my people on a daily basis. We need to learn to control it, not worship it, not bow down to it. And so, but here's the thing, all of these people that are saying this in this group, these activists, they live in paradise. They live in California. No tornadoes, right? I guess they have some of their own problems, earthquakes, fires, but. And they're attacking these people. And I asked him, I said, well, have you ever been to the southern border of Texas or California? Have you ever seen the trash left behind by illegal crossing and immigrants? Ooh. See, they don't want to talk about that. It doesn't fit their agenda because their agenda is to attack rich people, successful people. And quote, in the name of the planet, they don't want to talk about the poor people that are destroying the planet. It doesn't fit their agenda. And so this is what they spend their time doing. Trying to damage, harm, and otherwise cut down other people. These people have mental problems. They have mental problems. You don't want to be in that camp. What are some examples of how to use your time? That is an example of how not to use your time. That is a complete waste of time. What's an example of how to build your time? Or how to, you know, build something with your time, make the most. This week. So here's an example of a typical week for me. I do my regular thing, my job, what I call my job. Right? But within inside of that, I allocate a certain amount of hours every week to study in the stock market, reading up on companies I own, make sure everything's okay. This is not a perfect science, but I need to know what it is I'm doing. I need to know what it is, right? Knowledge, they say, is what? Power. I say no. Applied knowledge is power. And so I need to know what I'm investing in, so I allocate some time to that. Other people play the ostrich, head in the ground, I don't understand it, and they don't spend any time in it. Well, I don't get that stuff. I don't understand that stuff. Okay. I allocate a certain amount of time to my side hustle, my network marketing business. I allocate time to do that, sometimes on a Saturday, often away from my family. I allocate time, often in the evenings and weekends. This weekend, both Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, I spent working on a rental property after working all week, right? You say, well, you're not spending enough time with your family. No, but I'm setting them an example of how you actually survive and prosper in America. You can't prosper in America having a single job. Not possible. Anything you think is prosperity is a complete illusion and will be taken from you the moment you can't do what it is you do. You cannot survive and prosper in America with one job, one source of income. Not possible. Show me someone who is. Now, maybe an electrical engineer, maybe if you make an enormous high salary, maybe. But even that guy's at a disadvantage. And the moment he can't do that job, there goes his salary. So you could play the ostrich, just put your head in the sand, not think about this. I talk with people every day did this. For the last 50 years, that's how they've been living. Now they're shocked. They're broke. Shocked. I don't know how you didn't figure out at 28, 29, that would be the future. But they seem surprised. And they'll argue with you to defend their position. You don't understand, I had 4 kids. Oh. So there's no rich people with 4 kids. People will defend their position. They'll defend it. They don't want to change. I did a podcast recently where I talked about this idea to change your reality. You must change your personality. And they can't do it. They will defend their right to be poor. They will defend their right to be ignorant when it comes to investing. They will defend their right to not know how to do business. Even if you show them, even if you give them a book, they'll defend their right not to know. Well, I read your book. This is a clear illustration of how people do this in my business. Everyone knows how to do a push-up, okay? So in my business, one of the ways we recruit people is we mail postcards. Everyone knows how to mail a postcard, right? Just like everyone knows how to do a push-up. So let's take two people, and I'm going to show them two videos. One video shows them how to do a perfect, correct push-up. And every day they watch this video, 1, 2, 3 minutes. I mean, how long could a video be on how to do a push-up? And the one guy watches it and says, yep, I got that. And the guy next to him says, yep, I got that, and drops down and does the most, many as he can. He does like 10, 11 push-ups. And then the next day, same two guys show up for training. And we watch a video on how to do a perfect sit-up. Both students go, yep, I know how to do it. I see how to do it. I watch the video. The one guy says, cool. The other guy drops down, starts pumping out sit-ups. He gets 15, 20, 30 sit-ups. Max out. The other guy goes, yep, you did it right. We both know how to do a push-up. In this case, do both people know how to do a sit-up? And do both people know how to do a push-up? Yes, they do. So it's not knowing. I mean, we all know how to mail a postcard. We all know how it works. Recruit people, they join you, get paid. We all know that, right? Okay, so day two, watch a push-up video. One guy watches it, next guy drops down, jumps out some push-ups. Boom, they both agree, they know how to do push-ups, they leave. Next day, they come in for training, they watch a sit-up video. Same thing, now this goes on for months and months and months. Say around month 3 or 4, they both come together. And the one guy says, man, I've watched your videos every day. I've been in this thing for 3 or 4 months and I've watched every video and I know how to do a push-up and I know how to do a sit-up and I am in no better shape. You know, let that sink in. This is every day. This is where most people are. You knowing how to do something means nothing. It's like literal, just nothing. You knowing how something works doesn't mean anything. And then if they quote don't know, they do the ostrich thing. Well, and they pick and choose the parts they wanted to know, they wanted to be held accountable for. They ignore all the other stuff they don't want to be accountable for. Because I get this and I say, well, did you read my book? And they say, yes. And you thought this. Yeah. Okay. Either one, you don't know how to read, which is a possibility. 2, you just read what you wanted, also a possibility. I do this, right? 3, he just, you know, I don't know. Like, the guy didn't read it. Or he did, number 4, which I think most people do, they watch the video. Yep, that's how you do a push-up. But they never jump down and do the push-up. So you have to ask yourself, how much stuff do you know and have never applied? How much do you know and have never applied? Some of you are super smart. I'm constantly being corrected by people who are smarter than me, and yet they're broke. They correct my English. One guy recently told me that I write and talk like a caveman, and yet he's broke. So all of his knowledge about grammar and English and how to speak and how to talk, what good is it to critique other people? What powers are in that? The power's in the application, and the application is because you allotted time. The power's in the application. Knowledge is not power. We all have knowledge. Hand, finger, right here in my hand, I have knowledge. It's the application of knowledge.